open up? Is it because it's now being seen as a little bit more legit?
Well, bubbles. You need to look at what is a bubble. A bubble is when the price of something detaches itself from the underlying value completely and just absolutely soars. And there is a classic bubble chart, which I would advise anybody listening to Google, because it's always worth a look at. And you can have bubbles in anything. Tulips, famously. The South Sea bubble. House prices, yeah, they were said to be in a bubble at a certain point. The dot-com bubble. And now the Bitcoin bubble. Now, there are suggestions that Bitcoin cannot possibly be in a bubble, because people who say that don't understand that Bitcoin actually is useful and Bitcoin is changing the world, and the blockchain that it is built on, which is this ledger, this program, this ledger, decentralized, actually has the power to change the world. Now, I would agree that actually Bitcoin is pretty useful. Bitcoin is pretty interesting. Blockchain is very interesting. But just because that is a fact does not mean that Bitcoin is not in a bubble, because Bitcoin has detached itself from that value. Now, there is only a certain amount of Bitcoin that can be minted. It is very difficult to mine a Bitcoin. You need an awful lot of computing power. As the world shifts towards it, as you see it become more and more mainstream, as more and more companies put out a press release saying, yeah, we're going to accept payment in Bitcoin, or financial companies say, yeah, well, you know, maybe we will do something with Bitcoin. And there's some of the commodities exchanges are talking about enabling some way of tracking Bitcoin with a derivative, so you can follow it without actually buying the Bitcoin. As that happens, then demand for it goes up, because people go, whoa, look, people are buying into this. This is getting more mainstream. And as it gets more mainstream, it starts to feed on itself. And it's just in this incredible loop. We've been talking about this all year and marveling at it. 7 weeks ago, we were saying about how Bitcoin had gone to 5,000, and this was just completely bananas. And then it doubled in 7 weeks. If instead of having that conversation, make it ironically tweeting about it, all those other things, just put £1,000 in, now you'd have 2,000. But it is definitely a bubble. And just because something's in a bubble doesn't mean you won't keep making money.
Well, that's
it. Because it can keep going up before it crashes. But I do think that Bitcoin is definitely in a bubble. And there's this old thing about the shoeshine boy. When the shoeshine boy is telling you to buy stocks, you know stocks are in a bubble. And we're at that point now. The shoeshine boy in this instance with cryptocurrencies is Harry Redknapp, who bizarrely tweeted a while back.
No.
He wasn't even buying Bitcoin. He was getting in on something else. I mean, when you decide that you might take your financial tips from Harry Redknapp, then you know that there may be a bubble going on. But yeah, it's absolutely fascinating to watch, because this kind of stuff, although it does happen regularly with different things, you rarely actually spot it when it's going on. And it's really, really interesting to watch what goes on here. And if it suddenly collapses back down to 2000 or something, you'll see the kind of classic bubble chart start to emerge. But do you know what? It might be on the classic bubble chart, but it might only be a third or halfway on the leg up. You know, it could just keep going up. Could double, it could go up threefold before that crash comes. But I'm pretty sure that the crash will come. It can't just keep going up in a straight line.
So if you do get involved now, it's not for the faint-hearted. It just makes me think of, there's a cafe, I think, in Shoreditch, in which they said, you know, years ago you could buy your coffee in Bitcoin. They must be laughing now.
I'm going to read you a headline here from a member of This Is Money Past, a certain Mr. Mark Schoffman. November 2013, Mark Schoffman. My bitcoins have rocketed from £10 to £100 in 4 months. Is it time to take this cryptocurrency seriously? So Mark went to a global Bitcoin conference in July 2013, and he deposited £10 in an ATM and got himself some Bitcoin. That way they had this Bitcoin ATM. I don't know exactly how it worked. 4 months later, his £10 was worth £100. Now, I don't know how much it was worth now. I haven't done the maths.
Mark is now sitting on a beach somewhere, yeah, sunning himself.
Exactly. But it just goes to show, doesn't it?
There is this funny story that you also spotted, didn't you, Simon, with regard to Bitcoin?
Yes, spotted and had a hand in spreading to the world yesterday. There is a Rolls Royce for sale on Auto Trader. So far, not news. Mm. It is gold Rolls Royce. It is
more
gold
so,
Rolls Royce,
yeah.
Second-hand, 2010, 35,000 miles on the clock. It's up for sale for £117,000, £995, but the buyer must pay in Bitcoin. There you go. Auto Trader flagged it to us yesterday. It's a gimmick.
Why?
I don't know. The guy says that as far as he's concerned, Bitcoin's a currency and he wants to be paid in Bitcoin. I mean, it's a gimmick. It's going to make his car more likely to be sold, isn't it? He's got headlines all around the place. There's pictures of that car all over the newspapers, all over the internet.
But you get a gold Rolls Royce at the end of it, wouldn't you? I suppose you could change the colour. Editor Simon.